The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Start spreading the news.
Sing it with me, come on.
I'm leaving today.
I want to be a part of it.
New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York.
Greatest city in the world.
I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
We got this, New York. We got this, baby.
And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York.
Sing it with me.
If I can
make it here, we're gonna make it. Come on.
Anywhere.
It's up to you,
New York. New York.
I hope you're in your house by yourself singing at the top of your lungs, baby. Because we're proud to broadcast from New York City. And there's the old man. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:08 on AM 970 The Answer. But if you're listening around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, and we love you for listening all around the country, all around the world for that matter. It's so wild with the streaming now, you know, that New York is, you think of New York. And when we're in Jersey, we always go, hey, we're going to New York. We don't say New York City. We go to New York because to us, it's like New York is always just New York City. Not the case. New York is a huge, huge state. And it's got beautiful upstate. New York is one of the most beautiful states in the whole country. So we reached out to one of the assemblymen, Kieran Lawler, a former Marine, veteran of the Iraq War, and representing the Hudson Valley, which is just gorgeous in New York. And he's going to join us, and we're going to talk everything coronavirus regarding the Empire State. Hey, Kieran, welcome back to the program. How you holding up through all of this?
Doing fine, Joe, doing fine. It's a very, very unusual times that we live in. I never thought I'd see something like this, but I liked your pep talk there with Old Blue Eyes as the backdrop.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. With the Yankee, it's so funny that George Steinbrenner, if you're, again, listening outside the area, everybody in New York knows that Kieran Lawler doing a great job as assemblyman up there in Albany. But Steinbrenner and Mr. Sinatra were friends. So after every Yankee game in the Bronx, they play that. They play New York, New York, you know, and it's so wild. And now they have kept that tradition alive, which is great. But people forget how beautiful the state is, Kieran, how beautiful upstate New York is and how large New York is, you know. But unfortunately, the politics seem to generate right out of New York City, and I know you're fighting that. Did you guys end up passing a budget, by the way?
We have not passed a budget. The budget is a series of usually about a dozen bills. Last night at about 10 o'clock, we passed one out of those bills, and it was the bill to pay our debt service. So we have to pay $10 billion in interest on our debt from previous budgets. So we passed about 10% of the budget has been passed, but none of the real important stuff that, you know, decides how much education gets, how much health care gets, and the other big decisions have been done. So the budget is late. unfortunately. One of my colleagues, very wisely, Ed Ross, said, nothing in the United States is business as usual right now, except for New York State budget process. We do this every year, Corona or no Corona.
I know, it's unbelievable. Did they throw in a bunch of other items? Did the Democrats throw in a bunch of other items in there unrelated to the actual budget?
Well, that's the big holdup. It's not, the tax and the revenue and the spending decisions. It's are we going to have legalized marijuana in there? Are we going to have paid gestational surrogacy? All these things that have nothing to do with the budget that are special interest driven. It might be important, but they deserve to be looked at on their own as standalone bills and not crammed into a budget and take away from, the thought and time that goes into a budget. And this is a tough budget. We had a multi-billion dollar hole when the year started. Now revenues are down because of the pause. And we really need to focus on the dollars and cents. And we're not doing that. We're worried about all these special interests and policy things.
You know, Kieran, talk to us, too, especially those outside in Jersey and around the rest of the country, how it works up there in Albany, because you're fighting. Nicole Malliotakis is fighting and some good folks. And it's not Democrat or Republican. It's just common sense. You're a common sense guy. That's what I always say, you know. So when they do bail reform, man, they do bail reform. And now because there's a hole in the budget, like Governor Cuomo, and he's been a great leader. You can't dispute that. But he's saying about money. We need money. We're in a hole because we're giving everything away to people who aren't even citizens. Am I wrong when I say that, Kieran Lawler?
There's no doubt about it. I'll give you a great example. About one third of our budget is Medicaid, which is supposed to be health care for the poor and the disabled, something I think everybody agrees we should take care of. Yeah. Most states don't allow non-citizens to take part in the program. You have to be a citizen. The federal government matches dollar for dollar Medicaid. So if we spend $1, federal government gives us a second dollar, except if you give the program to non-citizens, then you don't get the federal match. So not only are we giving money to non-citizens in our Medicaid program, it actually costs double because we don't get that federal match. So that would be a way of solving a huge amount of fiscal problems if we just did what most states did and what the federal government wants us to do, whether it's President Trump, President Obama, President Bush. They don't want you to have non-citizens getting Medicaid. But in New York, we're so generous, and now we're really starting to pay for it more than ever because we have this huge budget shortfall, which existed in part before the coronavirus pandemic and has really been exacerbated by it. But, you know, you mentioned common sense and bipartisanship. There's one issue related to the coronavirus that my Republican colleagues and Democrat colleagues agree on, and it's that our corrections officers in our state prisons, which I have three in my district, you know, if you watch old movies and the judge says to the guy who gets convicted, you're going up the river, we're up the river. This is where you come. And we have three state facilities, and New York State will not let corrections officers wear a mask, won't let them wear gloves. At one of the prisons, Greenhaven, they didn't even get hand sanitizer till last week, and it's putting those corrections officers' lives at stake. It's putting the inmates' lives at stake, the families of the corrections officers, and the greater community, because they're walking around with it potentially because they didn't have the protection inside the prison at work, and they're going to infect other people, and it's only making the problem worse. I tried to put the Department of Corrections' feet to the fire on this. I got an email back, and what corrections told me was, well, the optics, and this is a quote, the optics of staff wearing masks and not allowing the incarcerated individual the same privilege is a problem. So they're concerned about the optics of the corrections officer, who's a good guy, who's doing a hard job, who's protecting society, having a mask and gloves. But the inmate, who in many cases, especially in Greenhaven, which is maximum security, committed a heinous crime, they're worried about the optics, what it looks like, and that he used the word privilege, that the inmate doesn't have the same privilege as the corrections officer. Well, of course he doesn't. One's a corrections officer, one's in law enforcement, and one is a lawbreaker who's had due process and been convicted. So it's that. I do agree on a lot of things. Governor Cuomo has done a good job on this, and he's been a solid leader. But in this case, we have a situation where that liberal political correctness, the same kind of political correctness that got us so-called bail reform, the same kind of liberal mindset that lets cop killers out of jail, has infected the Department of Corrections to the point where they're willing to put their staff's lives at risk more than they already are, because they think it would look bad if a corrections officer had a mask and gloves and the inmate didn't. It's insane. My Republican colleagues and my Democrat colleagues, we're unified on this, especially in the Hudson Valley where there's a lot of prisons. But we cannot get the Department of Corrections and the boss of bosses in New York, the governor, to act on it. And we've been out for over a week now. And we have correction officers in one prison. Yeah. You have six who have it and 21 who are isolated. And that's a finite number. There's a finite number of corrections officers. If you have that kind of attrition, you have a situation where you might not be able to properly staff these prisons, which is a nightmare scenario.
Did you talk to the president of the union, Arfran Elias Huzamuddin? I imagine he's very upset with this.
They are. I speak to the local delegates at the individual prisons. But, yes, the NYSCOBA, the Correction Officers Union, is on top of this. They are loud. One of their top people has the coronavirus. And we still can't get the attention of the governor to just fix this problem. Let them bring in their own gloves and masks.
You know, I want to be unified on this, but Kieran Lawler, by the way, he represents the Hudson Valley, New York, as an assemblyman in the great state of New York. This is it's bail reform, man. It's making New York a sanctuary city of keeping ICE out. This not giving protective masks to corrections officers. Those of us outside of New York, and it happens in Jersey too, although Jersey's even more common sense than New York in that regard. So the fight that you have, why doesn't Governor, and then we watch Governor Cuomo, and he's a great leader in this terrible time. Why is he just pandering to a progressive socialist agenda that's within the assembly, Kieran? Is that what's going on?
I think that's a big part of it. The people he's put in place in the Department of Corrections to make these kinds of decisions are not law and order types. You know, they're more bleeding hearts. And for whatever reason, the governor doesn't like corrections. You know, the corrections union, usually the Democrat has the support of the unions.
But yeah.
Cuomo never has the support of the corrections unions. One of the things in this budget that's going to be passed soon, I hope, is more power for the governor to shut down a prison with 90 days notice only. So the governor doesn't like the prison system. He wants to empty out the prisons. That's been a long running thing throughout his 10 years in the top spot here in New York. And for whatever reason, that mindset is allowing him to put corrections officers, their families, and the greater community at risk. It's a huge blind spot. It's a black mark on the governor's leadership. I hope his people are listening now. There's been articles in the New York Post, in local papers. I don't know what else we can do to get his attention and do the right thing on this, but I'm hoping if we keep pushing and pushing and pushing, his eyes will open and they'll do the right things. But for some people, it's too late. You know, you have to stop this virus early before it spreads, and every day it spreads more and more.
And then you see upstate, you see the financial problems in the economy upstate New York when everybody else is doing good, even before this coronavirus situation. Yet the money that is going out of New York City to help people that aren't even citizens of the state of New York, not even citizens of America, and they're being taken care of first. See, that's what drove me away. Things like that drove me away from the Democratic Party in that regard. And we appreciate your fight up there, Assemblyman. Hey, before we let you go, Kieran, you're leading this campaign to get New Yorkers to buy gift certificates. Why is this so important?
Well, you know, we have so many restaurants and small businesses that are shut down. They're limited to doing takeout and delivery. Yeah. But I'm calling on neighbors to invest in neighbors. Buy a gift card for $50 to your favorite restaurant, because when it opens up, you and your wife can go there and enjoy it. And that's something to look forward to when this is all over. But you give some cash, put some revenue into this local business that's really hurting right now through no fault of their own. So when people go out and buy gift cards, it solves two problems. You help the economy, and it gives you something to look forward to when this is all over. And it kind of shows the unity. Everybody wants to help, and that's a great way to help. Buy a gift card, put it on ice. When this is over, you're going to have a nice meal or do something nice, and that business will still be there if we invest in it now.
Kieran Lawler, thanks for your service as a United States Marine. How you doing with the kids, man? You're pretty much hunkered down in the house, Kieran. Everything's all right. Yeah, you're playing games and doing.
I tell you, my sons have taken more batting practice than they've ever taken. That's the one bright side here. My sons, because of this, are taking so much BP, they're going right to the big leagues.
Yeah.
Have a lot of time on their hands.
You're a good daddy, Kieran. Hey, listen, man, love having you on the show, man. All the very best. And thank you so much, Assemblyman, for joining us. Keep the
Anytime.
Fight, Kieran.
Anytime.
Keep the fight, brother. All right. You're doing a great job up there in Albany. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler with Joe Piscopo on the radio. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Ted Strange, I'll tell you, Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health and Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital. You don't want to miss Dr. Strange. He is one of the great experts in the medical arena. Right now, let's go to Debbie Duhame. She's checking out traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning to you, Joe. Thanks a lot. Altered inside parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. It's still a bit busy here on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident just cleared out of the way for our essential workers getting to and from work. But I tell you what's happening on the Sprain northbound getting up toward Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. That's an accident with injuries involved in that one. You have emergency activity at the scene over there. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, northbound car lanes by 9, it's an accident off on the shoulder. Beeline buses on a Sunday schedule, cashless tolling in effect, George, Lincoln, Holland, Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, the Bayonne Bridge, the MTA Essential Subway Plan in place. Partly cloudy today, high of 55, sunshine tomorrow, high of 56 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Mike Gallagher still sees a double standard in all this mess.
It's so fascinating to watch the media change its tune. When Trump says something, it's orange man bad. When Cuomo comes along and says the exact same thing, it's like, oh, well, maybe Trump was right. The president pointed out that there's a lot of missing masks in New York, and people flipped out. Then Cuomo turns around, said the exact same thing.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There could be millions of small business owners applying for coronavirus loans. The program launches on Friday. The money will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. The U.S. Treasury and Small Business Administration are jointly administering the program, and they say they're making sure the application systems at lenders and online will be able to handle high volumes of applications on Friday. Xerox is ending its attempt to buy printer company HP. Xerox Holdings says the coronavirus pandemic and market swoon undermined its ability to pull off the merger. Dozens of Whole Foods market workers skipped shifts yesterday, calling for better pay and more safety measures. The company says business continued as usual at the chain, and Whole Foods says it recently raised pay by $2 an hour. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Dr. Theodore Strange will join us momentarily. I want to tell you about this new documentary you've heard from Mr. Prager, Adam Carolla and Salem's own Dennis Prager. It's been getting a great response. It's called No Safe Spaces. It reveals how identity politics and the suppression of free speech are spreading into every part of our society and threatening to divide America. The film is being praised by both the left and the right for being fair and looking at the issue of free speech from all sides. The movie is free to watch for a limited time. All you have to do is go, please, to nosafespaces.com. Just like that. nosafespaces.com. And right there on the homepage, you can click the play button and watch the movie right in the comfort of your home. That's nosafespaces.com. nosafespaces.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Dr. Theodore Strange is the Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health and Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital. Dr. Strange, I know you didn't mind us playing something from Dr. Strangelove. I know you've heard it 1,000 times. So please forgive us because it is actually a great privilege to have you with us, sir, and a good morning to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I have a cousin Vinny, by the way. So,
do you really have a cousin Vinny, doctor?
I have a real cousin Vinny. He's my like a brother to me, but he's a real cousin Vinny.
I love it. I love it. By the way, our mutual friend, I don't think you would mind mentioning his name, Iggy Giuffre.
Absolutely. Yeah, great family. They're like brothers to me also.
The legendary Giuffre family of Brooklyn, and Iggy's great, and you have helped him so much. And he had a very tough year losing his wife, but he called me yesterday, Doc, and he goes, you got Theodore Strange, you got Ted Strange on your show. I go, he's coming on the show. He goes, give him my very, very best, because he went on to say how brilliant you really are. So we are honored to have you with us, Dr. Strange, this morning.
That's humbling. Thank you. Thank you for having us on, because we got to get this message out there. And I think your show right before it hit it, please, everybody stay home. Please, everybody stay quarantined in your house. Please, we need this social distancing. Please, we need good hygiene. That's the only way we're going to beat this right now. We have to stay ahead of this game, and we'll get more testing out there. I know the government will do that, but everybody needs to just heed the warning. Stay in, enjoy your families, enjoy some downtime, and it's tough times, but we got to beat this. And we are going to beat this because we're good. We're great Americans. We're great New Yorkers and New Jerseyites. We're going to beat this.
It's true. Yesterday, the coronavirus task force from the White House said we're looking between 100,000 to 250,000 deaths within the next few weeks. You know what, Doc? It's a shocking number. Are you buying into that? Are you buying into the fact that it's going to be that high?
So, Joe, I'm buying into the fact that we got to take care of people every day. And I'm committed here, for example, to Staten Island, and we're taking care of all Staten Islanders. Unfortunately, we have seen people succumb to this. It's been more the elderly than the young. We're praying and hoping that a magic bullet will come. Northwell Health is involved in many current trials of seeing what different medications may work. You know what? I'm not even looking at that number because that's everybody's guess and surmise. Our job is to take care of the people that present to us, try to treat them the best way we can, which I know we're doing. My colleagues who are my heroes, the nurses, my colleague physicians, the PAs, you know, the unsung heroes, the environmental people, the security people, the dietary people. We don't even think about them. They're here with us every day, making sure all the support is here. And the point of this is we're here to beat this like we've beaten other things like HIV and Ebola and other things, and we will beat this COVID-19. Give it a little time, but we're going to beat it.
And you have everything that you need equipment-wise at Northwell and at Staten Island University Hospital, yes?
Yeah, we just keep expanding the hospitals and the capacity of the hospitals. Again, the leadership here under Michael Dowling and our local leadership, Raheem Artola,
yes.
Have allowed us to just continue to expand. We've added all the critical care beds we need, the city and Northwell through its organization, and our sister hospital out here, Richmond University Medical Center, have provided the care that Staten Island needs. We have ventilators. We have appropriate PPE. We're getting them in every day, and as we ask, we're getting. So there is no shortage here on Staten Island for sure.
Well, we appreciate your service and all, and I can't imagine what your life is like, Dr. Strange. That's why I always appreciate you getting the word out. So many people are listening to the show, so we appreciate it. I just got some questions, like you keep asking, should we wear masks? Don't wear a mask. You should wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. I mean, I'm a hypochondriac, Doc. You know, I wear a mask on a regular day, you know, before anything. So is it okay to wear a mask just in case someone by accident sneezes?
I think it is. I mean, I think the CDC, in fact, is thinking about making it mandatory. You can't. So let me just say that, let's take it the other way. There's nothing wrong with wearing a mask, right? And I don't think in this day, in this time, at this moment, it's wrong to wear a mask, especially if you're going to be out. Now, if you're out jogging in the woods somewhere by yourself, you probably don't need a mask. I try to get out and do my jog and walk every single day to just release some stress at 7-8 o'clock at night, 4 or 5 miles, but I'm in the backwoods somewhere. Nobody's with me. But if you're going to go to the supermarket, if you're going to go to the pharmacy, if you're going to go to your doctor's office, if that's what you have to do, only if you have to do it, wear a mask. And by the way, if you're over the age of 60, 65, have somebody go to do your shopping. Have Amazon deliver it to you. Medicine could be done by telehealth now, so you can call your doctor. You can speak to him. You can video chat with them.
That's
all legal, right? So stay at home as best you can, Joe. That's the bottom line. But if you have to be out in an area where there may be other people, put the mask on. I agree.
Wow. Now, if people had corona, Dr. Strange, and then recovered from it, does that mean they cannot get it again?
So that's a great question. We're not 100% sure. If it does follow what other viruses and infections do, a lot of the time we think there may be some immunity. But I can't tell you that 100%. We know plenty of people. In fact, many more people have recovered from this than people who have expired from this. In fact, unfortunately, because of lack of testing right now, we have many poor people sheltered at home, most likely with the disease, who just we don't know, and we're taking care of them over the phone. So people do get better from this. Let me just assure you that people really do. We're concerned about our elderly. We're concerned about people who have other medical conditions. Again, stay at home, take your Tylenol, drink some fluids, good old-fashioned chicken soup, and just stay away from others. It's a 14-day quarantine.
And the seriousness of the coronavirus, I mean, because we look at the flu numbers, Dr. Strange, we look at the flu numbers, and if you're a layman like myself, you go, wow, man, tens of millions of people died around the world from the flu itself. But that's not to underestimate the power, the voracious, how vicious this coronavirus is, correct?
Yeah, you're correct. We can't compare it to the flu, although the flu is a devastating disease still, but we do have a vaccine for that. Even with the vaccine, people still get the flu.
Yeah.
The hope and prayer is that somebody's developing a vaccine right now that takes a few months to be developed. If there's a second peak that occurs next year, we'll hopefully have a vaccine or a treatment for it. But, this is unique. This virus is a unique virus of a family of viruses that have been out there for, probably thousands of years. Who knows? In the corona family, and somehow it mutated into this COVID-19, and it's acted a little differently, and we have to deal with it. And, I know my colleagues in the science world and the research world are going to figure out something here. There's nothing the United States and the great country of America hasn't figured out, and we will. But until that time, my colleagues are here to help and treat and make sure that we can do the best we can with everything that we have right now. And we've been given all the support we have. This is our fire, right? This is our fire to put out, and we're running into this fire to get that hose out and put this fire out.
Yeah, this is Dr. Theodore Strange. He is just one of the best docs, the chair of primary care for Northwell Health and vice president of medical operations for the great Staten Island University Hospital. Doc, before we let you go, we appreciate your valuable time, sir. MIT researchers yesterday said corona can travel up to 27 feet, not 6 feet, like we originally were told. Is there any credence in that?
So I think with each of these articles that come out, you always have to be careful. I mean, everybody's got a new theory. I don't discount any of the theories. Again, you asked a real question before about wearing the mask. So that's one of the reasons people should think about just wearing a surgical mask.
Surgical
mask is important. If you're coughing or you're sneezing, stay in the house. We are coming into allergy season now. That's going to complicate this a little bit. But the symptoms seem to be mostly, you know, fevers, myalgias, cough, some GI symptoms at times. There is this issue of taste and smell that may be a prelude to the disease. Those are the things we should be looking for. Whether it travels 6 feet or 60 feet, at this point, I think let's go back to being smart. Good hand hygiene, good basic hygiene. Wear your mask if you're out there and stay at home. If you do those things, it doesn't matter how many feet, right? We're all going to be away from each other. That's great that we can talk about that, but I think we really should heed the warnings. And in places, and we know that, in China, Korea, where they have done this in a very draconian way, we've seen a flattening of the curve. So that's what we're looking for. The reason the hospitals have been inundated is because there's been a peak of the sickest patients. And Dr. Fauci, who's just brilliant and done a fabulous job down in Washington, by the way, a Brooklynite, a neighbor of ours.
Yes.
All right. But anyway, you know, he talks about flattening the curve because it's not that we're going to cure it with that. It's just that we're going to slowly, by herd immunity, allow this disease to penetrate through the community in a slower way. So that, to answer your other question, hopefully there's antibodies created in all of us that once you have it, you're resistant. Yet to be seen. Hopefully that's the case. But we're going to treat this. And I'm committed to Staten Island with the great Northwell and the great Staten Island University Hospital and its leadership. Well, I know our sister hospital, Richmond University, is doing the same. And I'm sure everywhere in the city. I mean, I've talked to colleagues around the city and in Jersey. Everybody's just doing a heroic job. But that's our job. We took an oath. You know, 35 years ago, I took an oath, and my oath was to make sure that I took care of my patients, I took care of my community, and I took care of society. And that's what I'm here to do. That's our job. And this is the time to step up and do our job.
God bless you for all you're doing, Dr. Theodore Strange. And do you think this will go, before we let you go, sir, do you think it goes into the summer? It breaks by summer? Is that what your instinct is telling you, Dr. Strange?
My instinct and my heart is telling me that. My brain, I just can't tell you that that's true or not. I don't want to give false hope either, but I want to give hope. You know, we're on top of this.
Yeah.
We're treating it. I'm hoping that the peak is in the next 2 to 3 weeks, maybe the end of April. We're into a new month here. Let's hope this month of April is the month we get to the peak of this. And in May, June, we start to see the leveling off and the slowing coming down. But let me just say we're going to be through this. We're going to have to dealing with this for months. So hopefully it's on the downside of this, but this is not going away in a few weeks, right? This is going to be with us. We're just hoping we see the peak flattening and then we see the downturn. And maybe the summer months, like other viruses, will help us. That would be a good thing. But that doesn't mean we should be running out to the beaches. That doesn't mean we should be running out to the golf courses. That means we should heed the social distance warnings until all those who know tell us not to. I can't reiterate that more.
Yeah, Dr. Strange, your hours, man. I can't believe what you're doing, Dr. Strange. And again, Iggy, our friend, Iggy Giuffre said what a great you are with your personal touch to everybody that you deal with, which is really, a gift from a medical professional like yourself, sir. But the hours that you're keeping, are you getting any, may I ask on the air, are you getting any sleep at all, Dr. Strange?
Yeah, as I said to you, I try to get home at night, do a little jog just to kind of relieve the tension, clear my head a little bit. I mean, I go to bed, but honestly, this morning I got up at 4:30. I just woke up, and where do I want to be? I want to be here. So I got here at 5 in the morning this morning because I had to be here. And unfortunately, I lost a friend last night. I lost somebody I went to church with every morning.
I go to church every morning.
And he was a fireman out, a great guy. And well renowned in the community. We had a couple of priests out here now that have caught the virus. I want to be here with my colleagues. They're on the front lines. They have done an unbelievable job, and I'm going to be here not only to lead them, as the leader here, but I'm going to be in the trenches with them. That's what we do. There's no leader can't be in the trenches with the team, and I'm right in there with the team. And I won't stop doing that until this thing is done.
Dr. Theodore Strange, Godspeed, sir. God bless you, Dr. Strange. You're very, very kind
Thank
to join us.
Getting that message out there. Really, I appreciate that. Whatever circle that's listening to you, just heed the warnings. And a big shout out to my cousin, Vinny. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a little laughter, Joe. We need some laughter in this
yes,
time.
Sir.
Really
yes,
need
sir.
Some laughter. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, so, sir. Thank you, Dr. Strange. Yeah. God bless. And again, Godspeed, sir. Thanks so much for all you're doing. God bless. That's Theodore Strange, Dr. Theodore Strange. Really, somewhat of a legend, if I may, because of the way he deals with patients, because of his medical knowledge and his expertise. Very kind to join us. The Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health and Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital, Dr. Theodore Strange. 7:40 right now. You know what? It's getting late, but we've got a break for Al, but I want to make sure that you heard from one of the foremost experts and on the front lines of this whole coronavirus situation that we will win. 7:41 right now with Al on the radio. He's got the headline news for you live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 7:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is investigating Amazon after it fired a worker who organized a walkout this week. Mayor de Blasio said Tuesday he ordered the investigation into why the online retail giant fired the worker who raised concerns about health, safety, and social distancing. The management assistant at Amazon's fulfillment center on Staten Island told reporters he was fired in a phone call after the walkout Monday afternoon. De Blasio said if Amazon fired the worker because he spoke up for the safety of other workers, that would violate the city's human rights law. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams says officers from other city agencies should fill the holes left by thousands of police officers who have called out sick or have tested positive for the coronavirus. Adams, former cop himself, says the NYPD could make up for staffing shortages with officers from the Department of Corrections, the Sheriff's Office, and even the Parks and Sanitation Departments. More than 1,000 uniformed officers have tested positive for COVID-19. Over 5,000 cops have called out sick. And on Tuesday, Governor Cuomo said he would dispatch state police to help fill the NYPD holes. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Remember, alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Let's see what's happening out here on the Sprain. The Sprain northbound by Tuckahoe Road getting up through Yonkers. It's an accident in the right lane. Alternate side suspended in Yonkers as well. Watch for a brake check here on the LIE eastbound getting out toward Bagatelle Road. Looks like a disabled vehicle being pushed off to the shoulder. And we're also seeing some slowdowns on 195 westbound getting out toward the area of exit 16, Six Flags, getting into Upper Freehold. Right on that ramp, it's an ongoing accident investigation. So do watch for emergency activity. Again, thank you to our emergency workers for being out there during this tough time. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 13. Getting reports of an accident getting up through Linden as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 55. Sunny tomorrow, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. 7:43 in the morning. Hey, while you're at your home, you know, you got to use this time to beautify, protect, and preserve your biggest investment. That's your house, right? Or your business. Even though New York has a construction ban on for the next 30 days, Susan from Rhino Shield has a great deal for you to consider. Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of April, no matter when you want the job started. How about that? One person will visit your home, walk the outside. You probably won't even know that the person is there, except for the estimate that will be emailed to you. You set a date, any date in the future you wish the work to start. It's as simple as that. Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial building. It looks just like paint. It has a 25-year guarantee. I have Rhino Shield in my house a couple years ago now. Best investment I've ever done. Best thing I've ever done for my home. It looks spectacular. Susan makes it so easy. And now Susan is offering no payments. No interest financing for 1 year. Support your local small business. Call Rhino Shield today, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Protect your biggest investment, your home, your business with Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Walters Kluwer United States, Inc. seeks technical customer service specialist 2 in Stamford, Connecticut to deliver customization and integration of Tagetik software to customers to fit their business needs. Requires domestic travel as needed. Again, Walters Kluwer United States, Inc. seeks technical customer service specialist 2 in Stamford, Connecticut to deliver customization and integration of Tagetik software to customers to fit their business needs. Requires domestic travel as needed. Apply at www.jobpostingtoday.com, reference number 78304.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's time to say a happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavior Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every one of the 21 counties in New Jersey. Trinitas's palliative care program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission. The Joint Commission, you know, your bones. And their stroke and joint replacement programs that received gold level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas's Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. That is wild. I visited that, man. I saw they're so state of the art. It's like a 21st century at its best over there at Trinitas's Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. You know, they have a 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, please visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. You want to give a call? We got this. We're going to get through this. I can't tell you enough, and I love you for listening, and you're part of this family when you tune into the radio show, and especially during these crazy times. We're going to get through this. It's going to be over, and then we're going to look back at this, and God forbid we lose a loved one. Hopefully that will strengthen us, you know, but we're going to look back and we're going to remember the corona thing, man, and we will get through this and it'll be like nothing happened. But right now we have to be vigilant to fight this virus. It makes me crazy. Don't get me started. How it started in Wuhan, how it got out of China. I'm praying, and I know in the back of President Trump's mind, he's thinking, I don't want to be vicious about it, but China is running rampant environmentally. They blame the president. Oh, because the president now, they cut back some EPA emission control so the car companies could actually charge you less. The president going against the EPA. Hey, let's go to China before you start yelling at everybody else. And all the negativity that's out there that goes after the Trump administration, for crying out loud. Let's just settle down. They're not the enemy. They're not the enemy. And to us who are conservative or just, no, let me put it this way. To those of us who are common sense and not progressive socialist, you know, alarmists on the left or on the right for that matter, we just want what's best for the country. The enemy is communist China. That's the enemy. They started this whole thing. I ain't letting that go. And God, I just hope that now the president, maybe with that War Protection Act, maybe he could say, look, everything's got to be made in America now, and I'm ordering you to make it in America. Because why? We're at war. We're at war. And all drugs, when you say almost 90% of our antibiotics or parts of the antibiotics are made in China,
bring them back. I don't, how long have I been railing about this on the radio, please? 6 years now?
But, Joe, don't you think that some companies now should be thinking about this and saying, hey, like, I mean, take Mike Lindell, for example, right? Here's a guy who has been very successful making his pillow here in America. He's made sheets. He's made towels. He's made all these different things, mattress toppers, mattresses. He's made them all here in America. He's certainly had, I'm sure, thousands of offers from other countries to come to
make the stuff there. That's exactly right.
To make the stuff there, you can make more money. It'll be cheaper in the long run, blah, blah, blah. And he continues to stay here in America, right? He knows he's going to lose money, but he's willing to stay here in America to employ his people because he wants to keep the company American-owned. Now you have these cruise ships. We didn't even touch on this, but now cruise ships are looking for a bailout because they're losing business. Every one of these cruise lines, from Carnival to Royal Caribbean, they all have their ships licensed in other countries. They shouldn't get a dime from us.
Good point.
Why should they profit when other people are out of business? That's why it's important to support these small businesses.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And just to get back to what I was saying, the Trump administration rollback, I'm reading here, the Donald Trump administration rollback fuel efficiency standards for new cars and trucks, a move that's certain to draw legal challenges. The current rule requires manufacturers to improve vehicles' gas mileage by 5% each year. The White House cut that to 1.5%, which will result in significantly more carbon emissions. They're saying here, this is from the Los Angeles Times, you take that with a grain of salt, but the fact of the matter is the car companies are going to be able to charge you $3,500 less for your car, and I'm all for that and applaud the Trump administration for doing it. If you got an environmental problem, don't tell me to use a paper straw. Go to China. Let's talk about the wet markets. Let's talk about the emissions that they do and all the rip-offs of manufacturing that they do over there. Don't get me started, Mama. 751. Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And shout out to my friend Vinny Curcio, Dr. Strange's cousin. Hey, Vinny. Thanks for your help. Let's go out to the Sprain northbound getting up toward Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. It's an accident in the right lane. So, again, that's the Sprain north at Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. Watch out for a crash there. We're seeing delays on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound getting down past exit 11. That's construction taking a couple of lanes here. It's in the car lanes. Southbound New Jersey Turnpike getting down toward exit 11. Also on the northbound side of the New Jersey Turnpike, looks like a brake check as well, getting up toward the area of exit 13 with an accident reported in the car lanes as well. 195 westbound, the ramp into exit 16 into Upper Freehold, that ramp is blocked. It's all due to an ongoing police investigation. Remember, alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
We love Valerie. Thank you, Valerie. 754 with Joe on the radio. It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. I've sold homes. I know. You don't know what to do. Then I go online. I go, oh, this looks fun. I go online. You can't do it online. You got to call Calamine and Company Real Estate. That's the best agency for you. You know, they represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team, they take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. You go online, you think, oh, I'm going to save money. You're not. I go online, I say, what are the taxes? And then you got to get through all this rigmarole. Just go to Calamine & Company Real Estate, please. Whatever needs to be done, and they get the deal closed quickly for top dollar, by the way. Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties. They're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogate's court. And what I love about Calamine Company, you know, I love telling you good things. Check this out. 100% success rate. How about that? They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. They have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here's a number for Calamine. Louis Calamine, please. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe Lumberg. He's from our weather answer desk, our meteorologist. Good morning, Joe. How you doing through this mess
here? I'm doing fantastic. I'm fired up today. How you doing today?
I love you, man. You know, I'm doing really, really good. I'm enjoying the downtime. Yeah. Very concerned. We're very cautious, taking it easy. But I really, thanks to you, and I have to thank you on the air, because I left my bike in the garage. It was dusty mountain bike and nothing like what you do. And I said, you know, Joe's out there every morning. And I hear this from a lot of folks, you know. I said, let me get. And I got out there, and I'll tell you, it's a best thing you could do. Get out for a quick bike ride, you know, right, Joey? Get out there, just get outside just for a little bit, maybe not a jog like you with the 27 miles, whatever the heck you do, you know, but
just
something.
Just get outside. 30 minutes is all you need to do. Yeah. Go for a nice brisk walk, go for a little jog if you're up to it, you know, or go for a 30-minute ride, and do it, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. You'll feel so much better. You know, you'll come back from that, and you know, you'll have 30 minutes where you're unplugged from all the negativity that everybody's hearing, and you're going to have a smile on your face. I guarantee it.
You listen to Joe Lumberg, who knows what he's talking about. Hey, it's April Fool's Day, Joe. Happy April Fool's Day. And no fooling around. What's the weather going to be like? Going to be a nice day today, yes?
Weather's going to be pretty quiet. It's going to be cool for the next 3 days. By the way, the allergy report brought to you by Balance of Nature today is moderate to high. The tree pollen is already busting out. I mean, spring's starting a little early, but as we go into spring, we're going to have these cool days like today. A gusty breeze, some sunshine, mid-50s. More clouds tomorrow, a gusty wind, mid-50s. Could be a shower Friday, but between now and Sunday, very little to almost no rain across the tri-state.
Joe, we love you, buddy. Thank you so much. God bless, and we'll talk to you next hour for sure. Joe Lumberg right there. Yes, sir. Stay positive indeed. Our marathon man meteorologist. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us next hour. And Dr. Shaylee Jane, she's nationally recognized trauma expert. She'll join us at 9 o'clock. If you got questions, go around the family, go to your friends, get your questions about coronavirus, and Dr. Jane will answer them for you at 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. Eric Mitchell, former Marine as well. It's Piscopo from New York, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees, it's 759. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are thousands of new coronavirus cases on Long Island. There were 1,200 new cases in Nassau County announced yesterday. There are 922 more cases in Suffolk County. Brings the total number of cases on Long Island to 8,544. A company based in Clifton, New Jersey has reinvented itself during the coronavirus pandemic. Sandy Alexander made custom displays for restaurants, trade shows, and conventions. It has now shifted its production line to produce face shields and plastic barriers for offices and retail outlets. To prevent the spread of COVID-19, the company can make up to 10,000 face shields a day at its three plants. Oil prices are falling again as a jump in U.S. inventories pumps up oversupply fears. International benchmark Brent crude is down almost 5%. Brent is off $1.27 a barrel to $25.08. West Texas Intermediate crude down 21 cents to $20.27 a barrel. U.S. crude oil inventories rose by 10.5 million barrels last week, well above the 4 million barrels analysts had forecast. That's adding to oversupply fears because of falling demand due to the coronavirus pandemic. Jersey City officials say essential workers, first responders, and health professionals will be giving priority for coronavirus testing. There's a walkthrough and a drive-through testing center open in Jersey City. It leads the Garden State with more than 800 cases. Councilmember firefighters and police officers all have had the virus. Hundreds of Jersey City officers have called out sick. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.